Go take your place beside Alexandros. Leave the bright paths the gods take over heaven, and walk no more about Olympus. Be unhappy for him, shield him, till at last he marries you, or, as he will, enslaves you. I shall not join him there. It would be base if I should make his bed luxurious now. There will be such whispering among the Trojan women later, as though I had not pain enough to bear. To this the goddess haughtily replied, Better not be so difficult. You'll vex me enough to let you go. Then I shall hate you as I have cherished you till now. Moreover, I can make hatred for you grow amid both Trojans and Danaans, and if I do, you'll come to a bad end. Now Helen, shaped by heaven, was afraid. Enfolded in her shining robe of silver, she turned to go, without a word, unseen by all the women, for the goddess led her. Entering Alexandros's magnificent house, the maids went quickly to their work, and Helen mounted to her high chamber. Aphrodite, who smiles on smiling love, brought her a chair and set it down facing Alexandros. Helen, daughter of Zeus beyond the storm cloud, took her seat with downcast eyes and greeted him. Home from the war? You should have perished there. Brought down by that strong soldier, once my husband. You used to say you were the better man, more skillful with your hands, your spear. So why not challenge him to fight again? I wouldn't if I were you. No, don't go back to war against the tawny-headed man of war like a rash fool. You'd crumple under his lance. Paris replied, Love, don't be bitter with me. These are unkind reflections. It is true, on this occasion he and Athena won. Next time I may. We too have gods with us. Let us drop war now, you and I, and give ourselves to pleasure in our bed. My soul was never so possessed by longing, not even when I took you first aboard off Lacedaemon, the sweet land, and sailed in the long ships. Not at Crane Island, where I first went to bed with you and loved you. Greater desire now lifts me like a tide. He went to bed, and she went with him. And in the inlaid ivory bed these two made love, while Menelaus roamed the ranks like a wild beast, hunting the godlike man Alexandros. But not a Trojan there, not one of all the allies, could produce him for the war god's friend Menelaus, and none for love would ever hide him if he saw him, the man being abhorred like death itself. Now the Lord Marshal Agamemnon spoke amid the armies, Give me your attention, Trojans, Dardans, and allies. Beyond question, Menelaus is victorious. Therefore Helen of Argos and the treasure are now to be surrendered. You must pay tribute as well, the compensation due, payable to in future generations. And to this judgment of the son of Atreus, the rest of the Achaeans gave assent.
This ends Disc 2.